I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Seth Meyers gives a unique bye to the spice and hello to the mooch. Meyers summarizes incoming communications director Anthony Scaramucci's marathon press conference, and Stephen Colbert tells us why Scaramucci's going to fit in with the Trump administration. Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien join in today's Punchlines.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer officially resigned. Right. Spicer said all the greats always know when to leave on top. They always. I think it's about time to go, yeah.
That's right. Trump's new communication director is Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci. Now we're talking. I mean, look at this guy. He's a human pinky ring. He is the human embodiment of a double-parked BMW. He looks like the guy who leaves a doo-wop group over creative differences. He looks like the only magician you could get on short notice.
Other White House staffers have referred to Scaramucci as a joke and as a Trump world hanger-on who isn't qualified for the job. Wait, what? Have you seen the Trump administration? Those are the qualifications for a job. We got his resume right here. Anthony Scaramucci, special skills, being a joke, Trump hanging on, and whacking stoolies.
Of course, now that he's been replaced, a lot of people have been wondering how Spicer's handling the news. Spicer said he's going to be okay and that he will survive, which explains why he released this music video earlier today. Take a look at this.
No, not I. I will survive.
Hold on.
As long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Period.
There you go. Period.
This Sunday, the mooch hit the ground running on Sunday with some great ideas for White House press secretary and sorority girl at a rave party whose ecstasy just kicked in. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to do everything I can to make her better at that podium. I think she's phenomenal there now. But like every athlete that's training for the Olympics, every day we got to make ourselves incrementally better. The only thing I asked Sarah, if you're watching, I love the hair and makeup person that we had on Friday. So I'd like to continue to use the hair and makeup person.
Oh. He's going to fit in with the Trump administration just fine.
Yeah. Sean Spicer has resigned as the White House press secretary. Yeah. Yeah. But don't worry, he already got a new job defending the good work of Hydra. That is his new job.
Scaramucci tried to explain his comment later, saying, "For the record, I was referring to my hair and makeup and the fact that I like the makeup artist. I need all the help I can get. Hashtag humor." Oh. All right, take a joke, ladies. The mooch is clearly qualified for this job, and I'm sure he'll do great things. Hashtag sarcasm.
At the end of his marathon press conference, where he talked about the president's karma and the love he has for the American people, Scaramucci bid goodbye to the press corps with an air kiss. So in summary, the mooch gave us a smooch after Spicy screwed the pooch.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.